A federal appeals court panel in California is now considering whether to continue the suspension of President Trump's travel ban on immigrants from seven Muslim-majority countries. The judges heard arguments yesterday. If the suspension is upheld, the White House might push the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. In Massachusetts, some healthcare workers say uncertainty about the travel restrictions is directly affecting care for their patients. WBUR's Deborah Becker visited the Immigrant and Refugee Health Program at Mass General Hospital in Chelsea and has this report.
Hi, it's Debbie from MGH Chelsea. I was just calling to see how you were doing.
Community health worker Debbie Valdez regularly calls MGH Chelsea patients to check in. But routine checks are increasing because so many of the immigrant and refugee patients who come here for health care are concerned. Sarah Abernathy Ou is the program's director of community health improvement.
We have several families who are from these seven countries who have kind of gone into hiding. So we're making extra efforts to reach out to them and tell them that they're welcome here.
Abernathy Ou says many patients did not show up for their medical appointments last week, and many of the program's community health workers who visit patients' homes say people are scared.
One of our community health workers went on a home visit with a patient from Central America who's undocumented, and the 9-year-old son was crying hysterically, and his mother was also just sobbing, and what the little son, 9-year-old, was saying to his mother is, you know, Mom, if they send you back, tell them to take me. So this is the kind of anxiety that patients are feeling.
The MGH Chelsea program provides health care for hundreds of immigrant and refugee families every year. As for the seven countries in the White House order, the largest groups of families served by the program are from Iraq, Sudan, and Somalia. Tatiana Schettini, who manages the Chelsea program, tells patients that while healthcare workers can't change things, they will support them.
Patients can get re-traumatized. So they're leaving unsafe conditions, and now they're going into uncertainty. And that's something that shakes me to my core. I think besides being able to support each other and voice our concerns and what's been going on, it's to let people know that we have your back. We're here to have your back.
And for many of the staff members in Chelsea, the fear hits home. 33-year-old Yahya Noor is originally from Somalia. He's been in the U.S. for 20 years and has been a medical interpreter at MGH Chelsea for almost a decade. His two young children are in Yemen, and he's uncertain if he'll make his yearly visit to them. Although the White House order does not affect him, he's worried about the confusing way the order was put in place.
The thing is that I want to go visit them, but I can't. With this ban, even though I've been citizen for many, many years, yes, I'm able to leave the country, but to get back here because of Somalia, you know, me being from Somalia and me coming back from Yemen is the scary thing.
Fear has affected this MGH program before, says Abernathy Ou. She's been in Chelsea 20 years, but she says the current divisions in the country have heightened anxiety more than ever.
At the time of other major events that have happened in my tenure here, 9/11, the Afghani war, or whatever, there was a little bit more of a sense of bonding together to really do all that we could to help people. And I do kind of feel a little bit now like, really, how do we work together to really help people and support people in the best way that we can when some of the systems are not necessarily supporting us?
As she tries to figure that out, Abernathy Ou says she'll continue to reach out and try to reassure every immigrant and refugee patient that in Chelsea, they're safe. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.